From country to town, people are helping people every day to make something of themselves and their communities. Join us on JIS Radio and see how Jamaicans are sharing the love.
When Victoria Jubilee Hospital's neonatal care unit was damaged by fire in October 2014, many feared that the over 20 babies who were being treated there at the time would be displaced for a long period. But with the help of One Foundation, a refurbished and fully functional unit was reopened just months later in February 2015. Stay with us on Sharing the Love to find out this week's Good Samaritan. With the help of the Lyme Foundation, the neonatal care unit at the Victoria Jubilee Hospital VJH has been fully refurbished and is back to normal operations.
As many Jamaicans would know, neonatal clinic at Victoria Jubilee was destroyed by fire in October, and we were contacted and immediately we said, yes, we will do whatever it takes to help you to get this back into shape. But we've gone beyond that. We've literally enhanced it. I mean, painting, refurbishing, added things that were not here before. And we had some great partners in all of this and the people who did all the work.
Executive Chairman of Lyme Foundation, Errol Miller. Mr. Miller, commending the bravery of the staff who helped get the babies to safety on the night of the fire, says that the Lyme Foundation is committed to assisting the hospital whenever the need arises.
We just feel very, very gratified that we were able to do this. And especially when we walked around, saw the mothers and saw their faces, because apparently some of them would have known what the place looked like before. And now they are in total disbelief in terms of what it has turned into. Again, we're just so happy that we were able to do this.
Renovation work was carried out at a cost of $1.4 million and included the installation of a new air conditioning unit, blinds, signs to indicate the different sections, painting, replacement of fittings, and two reclining chairs. The nursery intensive care unit lobby and the breastfeeding room were also refurbished. Chief Medical Officer of Health Dr. Marion Bullock Ducasse says the new unit adds to the Baby Friendly Hospital initiative, which Jamaica has signed on to, and further improves the services offered to children in hospitals across the island.
The Ministry of Health is extremely pleased with this donation by the Lyme Foundation. For the Ministry of Health, the care of children is a priority, and the destruction of the facility here by fire last year, October, of course, was devastating to the staff and the entire system. So the minister was extremely pleased that Lyme, in a very short space of time, could have prepared this facility at the standards of the Ministry of Health. So in moving forward, we hope to continue this partnership. And in general, we are ensuring that with Lyme Foundation, other members of the public and private sector, that we always work to ensure that our children in particular are being offered care at the appropriate levels.
Senior Medical Officer at Victoria Jubilee Hospital, Dr. Orville Morgan, says he is grateful for the new unit as it plays a vital role in the operations of the hospital. He says when something is destroyed, it is an opportunity for improvement, and the new unit marks the start of premier neonatal care, which the hospital dreams to provide in the near future. Acting CEO of the hospital, Verna Dwyer, has lauded the help of the staff members who rescued the babies and moved the unit's equipment on the night of the fire. She is also commending the Lyme Foundation, pointing out that there is nowhere in the world that healthcare can be run solely by the government. And that's it for this week's edition of Sharing the Love. Special thanks to Loop Media for assisting with this production. Until next week, when we highlight the work of another Good Samaritan, I'm Casita Irving, daring you to share the love.
Are you registered to vote? If not, don't miss your chance of getting on the next voters list. The deadline for registration is Tuesday, March 31. Persons not registered by March 31 will not be on the May voters list and cannot be added before November 2015. To get registered, simply visit the EOJ constituency office nearest you. For more information, call us at 922-0425 or visit ecj.com.jm. Remember, voting is your right.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.